OK, well, also in the news this week, researchers have shown that you can knock migraines on the head, talking magnetism, with a magnet. And Dr. Richard Lipton is a neurologist at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. What a great place to work. He's based in New York and he's with us now. Hello, Richard.
Hi there.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. You've worked on migraines, but many people may not understand exactly what a migraine is. So could you first of all tell us, Richard, what a migraine really is, medically speaking?
Sure. So a migraine is a specific headache disorder that's characterized by pain that's usually one-sided, usually throbbing, often associated with a visual display called an aura, but always associated with something other than just pain, sometimes aura, sometimes nausea, sometimes sensitivity to light or sound.
And what do we think is going on in the brain to trigger these initially visual effects and then this throbbing, pulsing headache that makes people do other things like retire into a dark room and sometimes, unfortunately, experience nausea?
Well, for migraine with aura, which was what my study was about, there's a lot of evidence that what's going on in the brain is an event called cortical spreading depression. And in cortical spreading depression, which you can also produce very easily in experimental animals, a wave of excitation followed by a wave of inhibition marches slowly forward over the surface of the brain. And as it marches, the excitation produces, if it's in visual cortex, produces spots of light and zigzag lines, and then the inhibition produces a graying out of vision, which is sometimes called a scotoma.
And then people get the pain, but why do they experience pain?
Right, so the link between the aura and pain probably has to do with the fact that there are pain-sensitive fibers in the membranes that surround the brain, referred to as the meninges, and the aura itself directly activates these pain-sensitive fibers in the brain, which are parts of a nerve called the trigeminal nerve, and that is likely how aura initiates pain and migraine.
So in your study, you were asking, can a pulse of magnetism alter the outcome of someone seeing these auras? Does it prevent them going on to get a headache?
Well, so the method we used is called transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a method that's been around for 30 years. The idea is that if you apply a powerful magnet to the surface of the skull, the magnetic field penetrates through the skull into the brain and induces a small amount of current flow. And depending on where you do it and when you do it, that can have either diagnostic or therapeutic applications.
So how many people did you enroll in your study and what were the outcomes?
Yeah, so here the idea was to use a magnetic pulse to induce a current during the aura of migraine with the idea that if you induced the current flow, you would disrupt that march of electrical activity and possibly prevent or dramatically reduce pain. So we ended up randomizing about 200 people, 160 of whom ended up treating either with the real magnetic device or with a sham device that vibrated and clicked but did not deliver a magnetic field. And we found that of the people who got the real device, 40% were pain-free 2 hours later and remained pain-free at 24 and 48 hours, most of them, whereas only 20% did that well when they were treated with the sham device. And that's a result comparable to what you see with the best of available medical therapy.